The time is 8:18 a.m. This is an occurrence about 7 o'clock this morning. My right hand started shaking during prayer time. It's kind of hard to explain. It's just right now I'm lying on my back. My right arm is extended and it feels like a spike is gone. It's been hammered through my palm. Every now and then it shakes. It's been like that for half hour, 45 minutes, I guess. I feel something, I don't know, spiritual through the palm. The last time this occurred was back in the summer of 1990, where literally both arms were extended and spikes were nailed through both arms, or both hands, and my feet also. I can still remember seeing the spike being hammered into my arms, into my hands. At that time, I remember kicking and yelling, and I remember laying there for, I don't know, an hour, maybe 2 hours, and being in the spiritual world, seeing things. But today, it's just my right hand. I don't understand, really. I remember I discussed it with the pastor. I was going to church back in 90, the summer of 90. He said it was something good, being crucified in Christ. They're pretty words, but when you experience it, it's different. I remember back then, literally my hand, my right hand went out, and I saw, the spike being hammered. Then my left hand went out, and I fought it, and I fought it, and I kicked and I squirmed, but there was nothing I could do. I saw the spike being hammered in, and then my right leg went together with my left, and I just kicked and I squirmed and I yelled, and there was nothing I could do. And then I felt the spike going through my feet, and I went into some sort of spiritual world back then. I don't know, I could see things. I could see crosses all over hills, literally thousands and thousands of people that had been crucified through the years for Christ. And I saw Christ in the sky on top of this hill, and all you could see is for hills covered with people that had been crucified and martyred and killed for him. What bothered me at that time was that I was on the end, and I could see to my left, but to my right is nothing but a black void. And I remember at that time I felt very uneasy, and I kept talking to Christ, which appeared as a white light. I kept saying, I don't like where I'm at. I want to be over there with the other people that were crucified. And he wouldn't say a word. And I kept saying, I don't belong here on the end. I belong over there. And he wouldn't say anything. And I could look to the right, not too far from my cross, where I had been elevated. Nothing but blackness, void, went into nothing. And to my left, hills covered with people that had been crucified. Some had been hung. Some had been tortured. Literally hills upon hills upon hills of crosses, with Christ in the clouds in the sky. Over this one hill, just looking down, not speaking to me. I still remember it as if it was yesterday. But that's another story. Too long to state right now. I guess that's all. I don't know how long this is going to last. But I'm sure it'll be over soon. Or 8:38 a.m. Thursday the 9th still. My arm is still extended. I feel some pain at the palm. But I'm having visions. I'm seeing a battle. I'm seeing people on horses throwing spears and shooting arrows. I see horses falling and riders falling with them. There's a fierce battle going on. I don't know who sides who. I see a black rider riding a white horse. I don't know if that's a good guy or a bad guy. I see half of the battle. I don't know what's going on the other side. But right now I see somebody stretching an arrow, a bow and arrow, and shooting it straight and hard. They're shooting to the left as I'm facing them. But I don't know where the arrow's landing or who the other side is. And at the present time, I'm seeing some ugly-looking thing, an ugly face of some sort, almost like a dragon's face, beady eyes. Somebody just cut its head off, and they're holding it up and showing it to whoever's around. The whole thing is bizarre to me. My hand is getting numb. I see looks like a white horse that fell, and the rider fell off of it. And the horse is running off by itself. The rider is standing on its feet. He's got this long sword, and I see him swinging it. There are things coming at him, but he's standing there by himself. Sensation that's over my body now. It's incredible. My body's starting to tremble. But I'm still seeing this soldier, this warrior, swinging the sword. And they keep coming and they keep coming. And he just keeps swinging without fear. He's not budging to the right or to the left. These things are coming at him, I believe, on horses. I'm not really sure. But he is mowing them down all by himself. Has a long sword, shiny, silver in color. I see this thing jump on him, and he catches it with his sword, and he throws it off like a piece of toast. Stands there and waits for the next one. Bizarre. I see Christ now on a white horse looking down at this lone soldier. He doesn't say a word. Now I see other soldiers on their white horses coming by and picking up the stranded soldier. They're so cool, so calm about it. There's no cheering, there's no... They pick him up and put him on back of this one soldier's horse. They're riding double. They're riding off. So calm, so cool. Just like it was another day. Unbelievable. But I see Christ at a distance. He's not with them. The neck on this horse is incredibly thick. White head. I really can't see Christ, but I know it's him, if you can believe that. You can feel his authority, his power. My arm is starting to kill me, but he's starting to hurt. I don't know how long it's been out there. It's 8:46 a.m. and I can't move it. I still feel the spike. I wish I could understand this stuff. The more I think I know, the more I know I don't know anything. But what's so funny is when these creatures get stabbed or, I don't know, during the battle, I don't see their bodies. I don't know where they go. There's no bodies lying around. But I did see them charging this lone soldier. My hand is really starting to hurt. That's all for right now. 8:50 a.m. Seeing a tiger's face. Bright red eyes staring at me. I really don't understand what's going on. But I can see things in the spiritual world that I sure can't understand. Why? And the meaning. I see this creature. I thought it was a ram because its horns were curled. Curly Q. Kind of like a snail's. They're just real thick horns. But it has thin face, kind of like a deer. Oh, slender, more slender or slenderer than a typical ram's head. I have no idea in the slightest what's going on. My mind is at a loss.
Over.
8:53 a.m. I see this enormous white horse, the same one I saw before. Thick neck, strong looking horse, very full bodied, but it's kind of hard to explain. The rider is a bright light, no body, just a bright light. And at the present time, I'm looking up at it because it's on a cloud. I see this other thing, which looks like the airplane, the SST, you know, with a pointed nose, real broad wings. I don't know what that is at all. It really has no color, kind of gray in shape or in color. Big broad wings. It's got claws, making kind of a screeching sound. And I see these white horses running side by side. They're attacking this flying creature on their horses. But it's funny because they're in the air too. I don't know what's keeping them up. Got this thing surrounded and they're throwing things at it. These white horses, these soldiers or warriors or whatever, they're attacking this flying creature. They must have did something because it's falling to the ground. If there is a ground, it's going down wherever down is. I don't see a planet or anything below. I see them riding off. Everything is so cool, so calm, just like it's an everyday occurrence. No cheering, no. I don't understand this stuff. Over. 9:01 a.m. My hand's starting to shake. I really don't understand this stuff. Over. 9:04 a.m. I see this, I don't know, animal. Almost like a dinosaur. Thin, small face. But it has a fin up the back of the neck. I can just see the head. See this other creature with a beak, two big eyes. I just see its neck. I think one of them is flying, but I can't see its shape. I just know something is flying. The body, I can't tell the shape, but I know something's up there flying. Over. I'm operating my tape recorder with my left hand and can't move my right. Now my left hand is starting to feel strange. And I'm running out of tape. I don't know if it's going to move or behave strange either, but I can't go get my new tape. I'll record as much as I can, but it might not do anything. I just have the feeling that it's going to. This whole thing is bizarre. Or I feel a pain. Not really pain, but it's a pressure sensation. I'm going from my palm up my wrist, up my arm, to my shoulder. At the present time, it seems to stop there, but I feel it leaking, going through my body to my other shoulder. It seems to stop there. My stomach keeps making noises because I'm hungry. I'm just about out of tape. Over. 9:14. Nothing seems to be happening anymore. My hand is still pinned down to the ground. I feel the pressure sensation. I'm going to start praying in tongues and see if I can break it loose or complete whatever is going to happen. Getting tired. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I just felt the pressure sensation in my head. This whole thing is bizarre. My back is sore, and I'm hungry, and I can't move. Over. I'm looking directly down in the spirit at the point of a pyramid. I mean, directly at the point. I'm quite a ways up. I don't understand that either. Over. 9:18. Been praying in tongues for 10 minutes. Got some strange sounds coming out of me. Don't understand them. Over. 9:24. I'm not really in any pain. I believe I could break this just by moving my hand, but I want to play it out. There must be a reason behind all this. My hand is a little sleepy, it's numb, but I'm not in any pain, but we'll see what happens. Or hello, Ray. How do you feel? Kind of bewildered. I'm letting you see some of the things that are going on in the spiritual world, just to give you an idea of why you can't understand some things. Because your mind isn't equipped to understand the spiritual world. But it's a reality. Because you can't understand it does not mean it isn't real. I want to thank you for your patience in recording the events you saw. As time progresses, I'll show you other things. But be patient. The Holy Spirit will guide you and will show you. I know what you're seeing right now. A three-headed monster. At least you think it's a monster. You're just used to seeing things with one head. But there are things with many heads. Don't let it shock you. Don't let it startle you. I'm just giving you a peek of the spirit world. It's more vast. It's more complex than your mind could comprehend, because Jehovah God is a simple God, yet his creations go on forever, and in the ways and manners of my creation, or creations, man cannot understand, he never could, and he never will, so Your hand will come back to normal within 5 minutes. Have a good day. I know you haven't been working. That's why I gave you this little job today. Just trust me, Ray. Jehovah will not let you down. I will send people with money, with paper, with prayers, with whatever you need. Just focus on Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you, my son. Peace be with you, my son. Have a good day. And pray and have communion, for the earthquake will hit California. So think of me, and I will think of you. With love and affection, I will protect you and guide you. Your Heavenly Father, with my Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, will always be here for my lambs and my sheep. For I do not forsake my saints, ever. And you can count on that, Ray. This is Jehovah, maker, breaker of the universe. Same today as yesterday, tomorrow. I love you, my son. Peace be with you. 9:34, or a.m., July 9th, 1992, over.